Carbondale writer Jonathan Waterman is known for his adventure writing. Early works included an account of a hairy trip on Denali, the highest peak in North America, and most recently, a bleak account of the Colorado River with the help of photographer Peter McBride.
Now, Waterman has a kind of anthology about his lifetime of writing, titled Northern Exposures, An Adventuring Career in Stories and Images. It documents his outdoor adventures in Arctic regions. Many of the photos in the book are previously unpublished. They show, among other things, several generations of gear, like skinny K2 skis on glaciers.
Yeah, the K2 skis and the short shorts. You're not supposed to wear shorts up to your crotch anymore. They're supposed to fall to your knees.
Like the vintage skis, many of the photos were taken while Waterman was using other older equipment, film cameras instead of digital. I asked him if there was a risk in including photos that, well, look and feel different compared to the digital norm today.
If I was doing an art book on photography, perhaps that question would have arisen, but to be honest, I never thought about it because the book is really about, rather than the evolution of my photography, it's the evolution of an adventurer, essentially. So I use the images as a tool to show not only where I went and what I did in places in the north, but also to show how a writer depends upon images, if they are writers like me who carry a camera.
Arguably one of the most viscerally intense photos is of a polar bear swimming. Although the animal appears moderately close, the reader learns Waterman took the photo from a kayak, and the bear was actually chasing him in the water. Going back through his images helped Waterman, as a writer, to recall some of the details forgotten in the heat of the moment.
There's that part of it, and just the fact that good writing should be rich with images. And I found myself, whenever I was stuck, for instance, I would dig out my slides and have a look at my slides and fall toward leaning on the colors and the scenes that I captured with my camera in order to finish writing the story. And my photographs, for the longest time, were always sort of slaves to the writing, and the writing was the mainstay of, and still is the mainstay of my career. But now I've kind of come full circle, and I'm beginning to realize a dream in that these photographs are valuable. Even if I took them 35 years ago, they stand alone as works of art or as exemplars of a place or an adventure. In a sense, now they're supporting me too.
Aside from book sales, Waterman hopes the anthology inspires others to live life outdoors and, in turn, protect those places.
I suppose I had a choice. I could have just done a book about adventuring, and I have written many adventure stories that have nothing to do with environment at risk because there are places you can travel that simply aren't at risk in the North. But although the book isn't a call to arms, I don't think that any outdoors person with a conscience can go to these places and not want to defend them and speak out for them. The wilderness needs a voice.
Writer Jonathan Waterman's new book is called Northern Exposures, An Adventuring Career in Stories and Images.